like open doors. Leading you down into my core, where I become so numb. Without a soul, my spirit's sleeping somewhere cold, until you find it there and make it back home.
Welcome to Road Warrior Radio. You're tuned in live this Sunday, June 10th, 2012 on the one and only Republic Broadcasting Network. Today we are going to discuss one of the biggest old school bad guys around these days, one of the worst that you've never heard of probably. Most people kind of unfortunately follow the shadows on the wall, the little puppet show in Plato's Republic. And there are things happening all around us. You just really there are no secrets at this point. It's all out in the open. You can turn on C-SPAN. We'll talk about that in a minute. On the 22nd of May, C-SPAN carried coverage of the congressional meeting discussing the derivatives market regulations and oversight. And during that meeting, there were remarks by one gentleman in particular that were shocking and scandalous, or at least should have been, to listen. Is anyone paying attention? We'll talk about that more when we come back. Stick around.
Don't answer it! How can I stop these annoying collection calls?
Imagine being free from your debt without settling and with no payment plan, no negotiating or filing bankruptcy, and no attorneys. What if you could eliminate the risk from all your unsecured debt in about 90 days and keep all your money? You can. It's called Zero Debt Guarantee, and it works. There's no other program of its kind on the planet, and we guarantee the results in writing. Call now, 800-477-9256. Let our team of experts provide you with the resources to fight back, stop collection calls, and prevent and stop wage garnishments and bank levies. If you're facing foreclosure, we can help. Don't go it alone. Get free information now by calling 800-477-9256. Talk to an expert who has also completed our program. Call 800-477-9256 for free info or go to ZeroDebtGuarantee.com. That's 800-477-9256 or go to ZeroDebtGuarantee.com.
Chlorine, fluoride, pathogens, and more are in the water you drink day to day. Do you want the ability to remove and reduce those harmful things in the water you drink? You can. How? With a Berkey water filter. A complete standalone gravity filter system that requires no electricity and no plumbing. Use for emergencies or for every day. Berkey systems come in 7 different sizes. Where can you get one? From GetBerkey.com. That's GetBerkey.com. With the purchase of each system, you get 50% off accessories, such as fluoride filters, water level spigot, and sport bottles. Plus, free shipping on all orders over $25. For a limited time, get 5% off all ceramic systems when you use coupon code RBN. Call GetBerkey at 855-GetBerkey. That's 855-438-2375. Or visit GetBerkey.com. That's GetBerkey.com.
There are many water filters to choose from, but there is only one system that is consistently customer rated 5 stars as the number one system for effective filtration of fluoride, radiation, drug residues, heavy metals, a wide range of radioisotopes, and more. Introducing the PureEffect Ultra, the next generation water filter that also raises alkaline pH, improves antioxidant potential, and has advanced anti-radiation technology, all while using no electricity. Sold worldwide, it provides virtually instant clean water on demand. It is not made in China, and the shipping is free to all 50 states. Buy your PureEffect Ultra today by visiting PureEffectFilters.com. Or call 888-891-4821. Again, that's 888-891-4821. Or visit PureEffectFilters.com.
So what am I talking about? Who am I talking about here? What exactly are we talking about? As I said, on May 22nd, C-SPAN carried video coverage of the Senate Committee Banking, Housing, and Urban Affairs meeting, the Derivatives Market Regulations and Oversight meeting, and there was testimony by a few folks. SEC Chair Mary Shapiro was one of those. She's kind of an interesting character. But the remarks that I was particularly concerned with, I think everyone should be, were the remarks by CFTC Chairman Gary Gensler. Gary Gensler is a guy that if he were a virus, he would be what you would consider a very virulent virus. He's something else. You can see just by his smug demeanor, there's something strange there. He is a sociopathic power sycophant, I would say. And if you just listen to some of his remarks during this congressional meeting, you get the flavor of what I'm talking about. It's interesting. You listen to these guys. You listen to this particular meeting, for instance, and you hear the word regime come up over and over. Why are we hearing the word regime so often these days? Why do they use the word regime so frequently and fluently? It just seems to roll off their tongue. What exactly is a regime by definition? Is it a good thing? Because I'm just a kid who was born in a small town in Montana, but where I come from, I don't think regime is a good thing. Typically not thought of well, if you follow me. This is not a word that we equate to the American living condition, typically. Are you with me? And this is not something that we would consider normal or status quo, but we keep hearing about things like the new normal. We keep hearing about how strange is becoming the new normal, perverted, bizarre, and perverted meaning crooked or off center, so forth. So this apparently is the world we live in now, and there are few that even understand where the line is, let alone are holding it or trying to hold it. The word regime often refers to political or governmental institutions, and it has – you can look on Wikipedia or other places. It says, for instance, on Wikipedia, while the word regime originates as a synonym for any form of government, modern usage often gives the term a negative connotation, like an authoritarian government or dictatorship. Webster's definition states that the word regime refers simply to a form of government, while Oxford English Dictionary defines regime as a government, especially an authoritarian one. So I ask you, during these meetings, if you watch, during the C-SPAN coverage of these congressional meetings, why is the word regime used so frequently and so fluently? It is shocking to me. Gary Gensler said 22 minutes into the meeting, I believe is where that was, as I mentioned, we are in the middle of standing up a regime that will take more time. The credit default swap indices are already We back? Okay. Sorry about that. A little technical difficulty there. So, as I mentioned before, whatever happened, Gary Gensler, CFTC chairman, current chairman of the CFTC, mentioned during this congressional testimony on May 22nd, we are in the middle of standing up a regime, he said, that will take more time. And there were other interesting remarks that, as I said, he was smug about and alluded to some very strange things. One of the things that he said, just to kind of jump ahead a little bit, and we'll get into some of this, he mentioned London-based activity quite a bit. He said of the situation that happened in recent years that brought us to the point where we're at, he said, you know, we can't anticipate everything. They'll get something by us in 3 to 6 years. Well, how did he know that? That wasn't a remark that was posed as supposition. He wasn't guessing, in other words. He was stating very confidently these same people that keep creating these crises, the crises that brought us to where we're at, and brought us to the point where, as he mentioned, we are in the middle of standing up a regime that will take more time. Those are Gary Gensler's words. He said they'll get something by us in 3 to 6 years. We can't anticipate everything. They'll get something by us in 3 to 6 years. We'll have to, you know, tighten up regulations as we go. His remarks are, during this testimony, as in all cases, are of a very international flavor throughout. And so you listen and you just it's exactly what Joan Vian warned about. Exactly what Joan Vian warned about. She said that this line, this firewall, so to speak, in the banking and regulatory environment, particularly the financial regulatory environment, was the last bulwark. It was the last line in America's defense against internationalization and globalization. And we're watching it happen right before our very eyes. I would encourage you to watch the testimony yourself. I'll include a link in the archives of today's broadcast from C-SPAN's May 22nd coverage of the Derivatives Market Regulation and Oversight Meeting. Unbelievable. I mean, I really don't know how else to put it, but it was shocking. And when you start to dig in, you understand Gensler's background, it starts to make complete sense. Who is Gensler? Well, let's jump over to Wikipedia real quick. The pedestrian source, right? Very non-conspiratorial in nature. We all kind of agree it's a whitewashed account of things, but there's plenty there. Nonetheless, under life and career for Gary Gensler's Wikipedia entry, we have this first line. After receiving a BS and an MBA from the Wharton School of the University of Pennsylvania, Gary Gensler spent 18 years at Goldman Sachs. We all know what that means on this network, don't we? We've heard plenty about Goldman Sachs. We know that guys like Hammer and Hank Paulson, retired from Goldman Sachs to step down and drop a zero in pay while he was in the Treasury Department. Why would you do that? We'll talk more about this when we come back. Stick around.
As business becomes more difficult, control of cash and the ability to borrow becomes critical. Working capital cash is your greatest insurance and guarantee of financial stability in these uncertain times. Equipment leasing allows you to obtain the income-producing equipment that your business needs and pay for it with tax-free, ever-devaluing dollars. Money that you've already earned and paid taxes on should be sparingly used. That is your reserve capital, safety net. We are also able to buy and lease back equipment that you already own and have depreciated, thereby making more cash available for your present-day needs. For a complete, comprehensive explanation as to how this financial truth will benefit your business future, call Bob New Incorporated at 888-639-2621. 888-639-2621. Keep your working capital cash reserves and borrowing capability. 888-639-2621.
Do you flinch when a police car appears in your rearview mirror or you get pulled over? Are you squeamish when an envelope arrives in the mail with a return address of a court, a government agency like the IRS, or some law firm? Would you like to escape government agency harassment? Then visit escapeharassment.com. George Bush allegedly says, the government constitution is nothing but a doggone piece of paper. Well, that's a contract. A contract is an offer acceptance of that offer, at which point a contract arises by law and the offerer can no longer withdraw the offer. We teach, do not accept. That way there is no contract or agreement for you to go to their court or private club meeting. To escape government agency harassment like the IRS, visit escapeharassment.com. This is a tried and proven experienced process, not experimental, with a money-back guarantee that it works and success testimonials from previous students. Remember, escapeharassment.com. That's escapeharassment.com.
Herbal Healer Academy's new summer specials. Our 500 parts per million colloidal silver, all sizes on sale. Organic liquid iodine, liquid cal, Meg, vitamin D, CoQ10 with hawthorn, colon enhancer, Super 2, natural laxative, our exceptional product, Connexin, memory power, and Super Male and Femplex. All on sale for the summer at herbalhealer.com. Also, 10% off on the HHA Survival Course. This is an important time to have this information. Might save your life. Nation's leader in supplying quality natural medicine and education. herbalhealer.com. Free online newsletter. Quality natural medicine supplier since 1988. We ship the same day you place your order. Free 128-page catalog with your first order. Go to herbalhealer.com today. herbalhealer.com.
I think where it really starts to heat up is about 10 or 11 minutes into it. Again, welcome back to Road Warrior Radio. We're talking about the C-SPAN coverage of the May 22nd, 2012 Senate Banking Committee and Housing and Urban Affairs Derivatives Market Regulation and Oversight Meeting. This meeting was very insightful and informative in what was really not stated directly but more implied, particularly by the gentleman that I'm focusing on right now, Gary Gensler, his remarks. Gary Gensler, again, is the CFTC chairman, Commodity Futures Trading Commission chairman, and it's just fascinating what he was talking about. I was talking about his background. We're just looking at Wikipedia, a pedestrian source before the break. I'm going to go back to that in a second. Who is Gary Gensler? I mentioned the Goldman Sachs connection. Gary Gensler spent 18 years at Goldman Sachs. And I said, we all know what that means. You know, as I said, guys like Hank Paulson, before he wound up at the, Treasury Department, Paulson basically took a cut in pay of at least a zero to go to the Treasury Department. And I, every time this comes up, I ask, okay, so married people, if you're married and, you know, you're a guy that's talking to your wife about, changing jobs, you're talking to your wife, you're gonna explain this job transition. You've been at Goldman Sachs for however long. You've done very well there. When the subprime contagion broke out, you know, when the Lehman crisis occurred in September of 2008, and you threatened Congress with martial law, I'm getting a little off track here on the Paulson deal in particular, but that was, you know, Hank Paulson's threat to Congress. And we know that Geithner and, you know, everybody was colluding. I've mentioned the Washington Post article about the thousands of pages of documents that proved that it's not speculation. Geithner called Hank Paulson, Ben Bernanke, and a bunch of the other who's who, basically, of the financial world, and they literally did a huddle. I think it was September 16th of 2008, I want to say. I don't remember exactly, but it was before Hank Paulson said what he said and threatened Congress with martial law and so forth. Anyway, there was this collusion. So if you're Hank Paulson and you're trying to explain to your wife, hey, honey, I'm thinking about changing jobs. I'm going to do this really noble thing. I want to serve my country. I'm going to take a cut in pay, and it's going to be at least a zero or more. So for the rest of the world, for instance, say you're doing really well. You're making 100 grand a year. And you say, honey, I want to serve the country. I'm going to take a cut in pay. I'm going to make 10 grand a year while I'm doing it. Do you think that'd be an easy sell? And that's basically what the career trajectory and particularly the income looked like for Hank Paulson. Why would you take one for the team like that? Same thing with Gary Gensler. We see this MO over and over. It's a rinse and repeat deal. So Gary Gensler spent 18 years at Goldman Sachs, but he didn't just spend 18 years at Goldman Sachs. Again, right from Wikipedia, it says making partner when he was 30. At Goldman Sachs? Becoming head of the company's fixed income and currency trading operations in Tokyo by the mid-90s. Uh-huh. So you dig into that a little bit more. I'll let you do that on your own, and you find out that he's been behind the scenes and really not so much behind the scenes on a lot of this malfeasance as well. And you even get some of that from the Wikipedia entry. And eventually the company's co-head of finance, it says. These, at this age, think about that. For a company like Goldman Sachs, what does that mean? Subsequent to his time at the Treasury, he acted as senior advisor to Senator Paul Sarbanes, one of the authors of legislation that eventually became the Sarbanes-Oxley Act. Oh, boy. Designed to bring greater oversight to the accounting industry and reform of corporate governance. Governance is not a bad word. Or, excuse me, governance is not a good word. It's a bad word, like regime. Here we go with these words, this authoritarian control model, this top-down control model. Gensler is around this kind of stuff. We read on a little bit, and again, right from Wikipedia, he advocated the passage of the Commodity Futures Modernization Act of 2000, which exempted credit default swaps and other derivatives from regulation. So, wait a second. Where was Brooksley Bourne in all of this? Remember Brooksley Bourne? She was the whistleblower 10 years before the implosion in 98, who sent a letter to Greenspan personally and said, hey, I think we have a problem here.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
A healthy heart starts with Extendovite. I've always believed that I had to have a strong defense to overcome the new superbugs of today. Extendovite, a 7-herb heart protection cocktail, not only helped me to overcome a massive heart attack, but it also has built up my natural immune defenses against colds and flus. Extendivite has so many benefits that we all should be taking Extendivite to build up our defenses for what superbugs might emerge yet. So start today, clean out the toxins, and be as healthy as you can be. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822, or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Hey, honey, I'm home. I grabbed a newspaper on the way home. Look at all the news today.
Don't you know that all you're going to get in the newspaper is propaganda, twisted news, and false information?
Honey, this is a national newspaper. It has to be true.
Ha! For some reason, the majority of the population believe anything the mainstream media tells them. The newspaper doesn't give out the important attention of what's happening to this country and news that affects our daily lives. Say, does that newspaper mention anything about the North American Union?
No, not that I can see.
I didn't think so. You need to go to www.newswithviews.com, where truth is more important than political correctness. That's www.newswithviews.com. Hey, don't throw that away. We can use that in the birdcage.
Okay, move over. Let me start reading newswithviews.com.
The truth? Read all about it at newswithviews.com. Newswithviews.com, where reality shatters illusion.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
All right, welcome back. So, before we went out, I mentioned where was Brooksley born in all of this. And Brooksley born was the CFTC chair back in 1998 when she discovered that this derivatives market was probably going to implode at some point and probably create the toxic asset situation that we saw occur 10 years later. So Brooksley Bourne anticipated it. She sent letters from the CFTC as the CFTC chair, Gary Gensler's current position, and said, hey, I think there's a problem here. Alan Greenspan's response was, eh. Everyone else's response was, eh. Now Brooksley Bourne has been used as a kind of a poster child for reform. And I think she's complicit in the same malfeasance that she rooted out back in her tenure at the CFTC. But see, now it's time to put a lid on it. We blew out the market. You know, I've mentioned we've gone through this time and time again. So I don't want to get back into it, but how this was orchestrated, it couldn't have happened by accident. That'd be like saying that the highway in your state, the interstate system, was somehow created just by happenstance. Sure, there were things going on and, you know, there were people involved, but, you know, it was complete happenstance. No, it took careful planning. Careful planning, and so much more. People had to come together, work together. A bunch of people didn't just show up one day and happen to have the implements handy to be able to build a freeway system, an interstate freeway system. And a bunch of other people didn't just get together and decide to throw money at the project. It took careful planning over time, and that's how that works. And the same thing was true in the banking industry. The fact that mark-to-market accounting blew out the market was no mystery. You know, mark-to-market is great when the market's going up, but when Lehman announces a fire sale on assets, which is what happened in September of 2008, and the entire market has to mark down to fire sale, literally pennies on the dollar, 6 or 7 cents on the dollar, then all of a sudden you see SEC Chair Mary Shapiro a year, 18 months, 2 years later saying, well, it was interesting. At that moment, $10 trillion in U.S. liquidity in circulation evaporated virtually overnight, $25 trillion worldwide, $25 trillion in circulation evaporated overnight, $10 trillion in the U.S. alone. Those are SEC Chair Mary Shapiro's words. So where was Brooksley born when Gary Gensler was advocating the passage of the Commodity Futures Modernization Act of 2000, which exempted credit default swaps and other derivatives from regulation, which again you can see right on the Wikipedia entry. So basically it's a setup. He is a financial terrorist is the bottom line. Really, if you look into what he has played a part in and been complicit in, unbelievable. Again, from Wikipedia, here it is, down toward close to the bottom of the life and career section. It says right on Wikipedia, in November of 2011, Gensler was included in the New Republic's list of Washington's most powerful, least famous people. Boy, I couldn't agree with that more. I mean, that's the understatement of the year, perhaps. You start to look into this guy's background, he's always there. He's there at the scene of the crime. You know, when you investigate a crime, what do you look for? Motive and opportunity. This guy, unbelievable. Why would you step down from Goldman Sachs? You've been made a partner at the age of 30 at Goldman Sachs. Why would you go to the CFTC? Well, you know, duty calls. Barack Obama calls. Bill Clinton calls. Come on. Seriously? I mentioned Clinton because he was the Undersecretary of the Treasury for domestic finance under Clinton. And Assistant Secretary of the Treasury for finance markets. Anyway, and on, you know, back and back you go. Why do this? You know, because he is complicit in the destruction of the American financial and regulatory system. Unbelievable. You know, he's a financial terrorist. He's a financial hitman. He is there at the scene of the crime. So advocating the passage of the Commodity Futures Modernization Act, allowing the implosion to occur. This was one of the pieces helping to allow the implosion to occur that resulted most notably in the Lehman meltdown of September 2008. This is a guy who's there at the scene of the crime. Who was it? Was it, oh gosh. Where was it? On the Wikipedia entry. Yeah, in March 2009, listen to this. March 2009, Senator Bernie Sanders attempted to block his nomination to head the CFTC, the Commodity Futures Trading Commission. A statement from Sanders' office said that Gensler, quote, had worked with Senator Phil Graham and Alan Greenspan to exempt credit default swaps from regulation, which led to the collapse of AIG and has resulted in the largest taxpayer bailout in history, end quote. He also accused Gensler of working to deregulate electronic energy trading, which led to the downfall of Enron, and supporting the Gramm-Leach-Bliley Act, which allowed American banks to become too big to fail. Also, the collusion of assets, you know, the collusion between banking and investments, which, you know, the firewall that had been there since the 30s was burned down. I'm telling you, this guy is there. He's there at the scene of the crime in every modern bank heist, so to speak, at a national or international level. He's there behind the scenes. So again, I think the inclusion by the New Republic on the list of Washington's most powerful, least famous people is a huge understatement. Who's heard of Gary Gensler? And yet he's there every single time. I'm not usually a Bernie Sanders fan, but I think he was absolutely right. His office couldn't have said it better in attempting to block Gary Gensler's nomination to head the CFTC. Absolutely, absolutely true. He's there at the scene of the crime, had worked with Senator Phil Graham and Alan Greenspan to exempt credit default swaps, as I mentioned, from regulation, leading to the collapse of AIG. Why am I mentioning all of this? Well, I mentioned a few weeks ago the Morgan scandal is a red herring. Here we are again. It's misleading by its very nature. It's misleading on the face of it. J.P. Morgan fits the AIG model. Who's there at the scene of the crime again? Gary Gensler with his smug little face. Every single time. Every single time. Joan Vian warned us before she passed away, shortly before she passed away. This is exactly what she was getting at. This is where the action is. And not only is it not a secret, it's right out there in the open for the whole world to see. Do we know what we're seeing? Do we understand what we're watching unfold before our very eyes? We are watching a crime of international and historic proportions taking place right before our very eyes, and I guarantee you Gensler knows exactly what I just said is true. You can see it in his face during his testimony. It's despicable. He is a financial terrorist. And he knows it. So, but it's not necessarily illegal because it falls within the gray area. And who's making up the rules as we go? I've mentioned the G30, for example, the Group of 30, the financial coterie that really takes its marching orders and whispers into the ears of folks in positions of regulatory and governmental oversight. The G30, receiving its directives from the Bank of International Settlements crowd, giving us these rules and basically leading us astray, running us amok. Nesta Webster's words come to mind at this point. Mention her words on a regular basis when this kind of thing comes up. I'll come back to that in a minute. I hope you can tell I'm not happy about it. Apparently we're having some technical difficulties again. Weird. This is very upsetting. It should be to every American and really to people around the world. You know, like I said, when you look into Gary Gensler's background, he is a financial terrorist. He's a hitman who has been responsible for some of the worst decisions, whether personally responsible and directly or lobbying and advocating for said decisions. I've mentioned a few. Some of the worst decisions in American financial history. And here he is again with his smug little face on C-SPAN as the CFTC chair lobbying for the same kind of crap, you know? Gensler and Shapiro primarily testified on the derivatives market and the ongoing implementation of the Dodd-Frank 2010 financial regulations law, which again draws directly from all of the stuff that I've covered in the past about the G30, the Group of 30, and go to their website, group30.org, particularly the report that came out titled Financial Reform, a Framework for Financial Oversight, I think is what it is. Or financial stability, excuse me. And Financial Reform, a Framework for Financial Stability, a report that was produced by the steering committee of the G30. That committee was really led by five folks, and it was chaired by none other than Paul Volcker. The Volcker rule came right from this report. And so when you understand how this works, basically you have a coterie of a coterie. You have a steering committee that produced a report, Financial Reform, a Framework for Financial Stability. From that report, all of the ensuing G20 summits were parroting and adopting the points, the central tenets of that report, including the Volcker rule. So what I'm saying is you have a group of a few people publicly, obviously there are others behind the scenes, but we'll just say this group, this steering committee of the G30 produces a report. The whole world starts adopting these suggestions, implementing these regulatory suggestions from the G30, actually the steering committee of the G30, meaning the whole world is adopting financial regulations and standards that were suggested by a handful of international unelected folks, just whispering in the ears of folks like the Obama administration, for example. People talk about Barack Obama. Barack Obama is a rock star. He can't tie his shoes without some kind of help. You know, listen to him speak off the cuff. He's not eloquent. He's fairly inarticulate and inexpressive on his own. You know, he even mentioned in his own book, I forget which book, but he mentioned in his own book that once you hit the level of senator, for example, U.S. senator, you don't do anything on your own. You're ushered, you're whisked here and there by aides and folks. You don't say your own words. Speeches are written for you and handed to you. You see that, for example, in this congressional testimony. I mean, watch the coverage of it. Everyone's words are scripted, by and large. So the Volcker rule was whispered into the Obama administration. Really not whispered. I mean, again, it's all public information. It's all out there in the open. You can go to group30.org and see what they're thinking, what they're planning, where they're leading next. And that's what happens because the G20 has the summits. They parrot, they adopt, and then the rest of the IMF member nations, which is virtually every country on the planet, go along to get along, because if you don't, you are unable to participate in the credit monopoly. You're vilified by the Western press. Suddenly you're an Ahmadinejad or a Kim Jong-il. It's interesting. Even just going on Wikipedia, if you look under the IMF, you'll notice anytime you hear something bad about someone in a position of national leadership, so to speak, a Kim Jong-il or a Mahmoud Ahmadinejad or a Chavez or somebody like that, anytime you hear about them, just go look on the Wikipedia entry for IMF, and you'll notice that there's some kind of a rift between that individual and or their political regime and the IMF. Every time. It works. Rinse and repeat. Watch, we'll vilify you, and maybe we'll have the CIA snuff you and install another dictatorial regime that's even more virulent and more tyrannical on your people. Can you imagine if we only understood? Talk about confessions of a financial terrorist. We'll be right back.
Hey, honey, I'm home. I grabbed a newspaper on the way home. Look at all the news today.
Don't you know that all you're going to get in the newspaper is propaganda, twisted news, and false information?
Honey, this is a national newspaper. It has to be true.
Ha! Huh. For some reason, the majority of the population believe anything the mainstream media tells them. The newspaper doesn't give out the important attention of what's happening to this country and news that affects our daily lives. Say, does that newspaper mention anything about the North American Union?
No, not that I can see.
I didn't think so. You need to go to www.newswithviews.com, where truth is more important than political correctness. That's www.newswithviews.com. Hey, don't throw that away. We can use that in the birdcage.
Okay, move over. Let me start reading newswithviews.com.
The truth? Read all about it at newswithviews.com. Newswithviews.com, where reality shatters illusion.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
If you're the mother of a child with behavior problems, I'd like to talk to you. My name is Janet Lehman. I'm a behavioral therapist and a mom. I know what it's like when the child you love becomes a defiant, out-of-control child who disrespects you. That's why my husband James and I created the Total Transformation, the program that tens of thousands of moms are now using to turn around their child's behavior. If you've heard about the Total Transformation and wondered if it will work for you, now you can try it for free. I'm willing to give away 1,000 programs today for free. All you need to do is get the program and let us know how it works for you. We'll let you keep it for free. I know the Total Transformation works because I used these techniques with my own son and with troubled kids for over 30 years. Let me prove to you that it works by giving you the program for free.
Call now. 1-800-583-1093. 1-800-583-1093. That's 1-800-583-1093.
All right, welcome back. So I wish that we could give you the testimony. Perhaps we'll come back to this next week. I think it's important. What we're seeing is the controlled demolition of American economic and financial constructs. Folks like Gary Gensler are at the heart of that. Again, you can read in between the lines just on the Wikipedia entry, which is very brief for Gensler. And I think the remarks by Senator Barry Sanders' office, as I mentioned, from back in March 2009, attempting to block Gensler's nomination as CFTC chair, say it all. You know, the collusive nature of his involvement in so many of the, I mean, really every major financial episode we've seen in the last 10 years or more, 10 plus years. Go back further if you want, but you know, for brevity's sake, we'll keep it there. He's always there at the scene of the crime. Why, if at the very least this individual is responsible for either adopting personally and directly or suggesting the adoption of bad regulatory decisions, why on earth would we continue to ask him to be involved, to participate? Get him out. Which is what Bernie Sanders' office was saying back in 2009. Bad idea. Why would we do that? Gotta make you scratch your head. Maybe it's time for another version of Pirates and Emperors. You know, we need to play Pirates and Emperors. Is Uncle Sam just a really bad judge of character? Because I'll tell you what, Gary Gensler is the last guy you want in office suggesting regulations if this is what happens every time he makes a suggestion. Oops, sorry, we burned that one down. Oops, sorry, we burned that one down too. Hey, I know, let's give him a position of greater importance, responsibility, and power. Oops, sorry, I burned down something even bigger than that. Sorry, I guess we're going to have to go to international regulations. I guess we're going to have to blow out the American economic and financial constructs and, you know, adopt what the Bank for International Settlements through the Group of 30 is advocating. Oops, butterfingers. Unbelievable. So again, Morgan fits the AIG model. Do your own homework. Let's go to the phones real quick in the remaining moments that we have and grab Ken in Virginia. Ken, thanks for calling. Welcome. We have Ken.
The country is in the 6th Congressional District of Virginia. That's Lynchburg, Roanoke, and Harrisonburg areas. Now, if any of your listeners know anyone who lives in those areas, have them call, get in touch with Karen for Congress. She's running against the solidly entrenched and powerful Bob Goodlatte, chairman of the Agriculture Committee and chairman of the House Judiciary Subcommittee, including the FBI. And we've got to get rid of him, and she's got a very good chance of actually beating him, which would make it the most exciting race, I think, in the entire nation. So if any of your listeners know anybody who lives in the vicinity of Lynchburg, Roanoke, or Harrisonburg, and have this number, Karen's number. It's 540-333-1459. That's her cell phone number,